Welcome to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. My name is Ray Gustafson, your host and moderator, and today we're featuring teams from Decatur and Michigan Lutheran. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from right here in Southwest Michigan. And it's brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. The Department of Health and Human Services Foster Kids, raise hope and foster dreams. Become a foster parent today. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome. And also brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools. Let's meet the teams. First from Decatur. Tell me your name, what grade you're in, and if you had to choose between cake and pie, which one would you choose? If you had to choose between cake and pie, which one would you choose?
All right.
Name and grade and cake or pie.
I'm Stephen Smith, and I am a senior at Decatur High School. Cake or pie? For me, it depends on the type of both.
Any type of cake or any type of pie?
Oh, that's a tough one. It's a tough decision. I can't decide.
Okay, so let's say pie. What kind of pie would you choose?
More than likely pumpkin or pecan.
You got it. All right, next.
I'm Logan. I'm a junior, and cake all the way.
Cake all the way? Nice.
I'm Cameron, and I'm a junior, and I would have to say pie.
Pie it is.
I'm Nick. I'm a senior, and I'd have to say cake.
Cake. Okay, over to Michigan Lutheran.
I'm Jordan. I'm a sophomore, and I guess I'll take Dutch apple pie.
Ooh, nice. Man after my own heart.
I'm Bundan. I'm a freshman, and I'd say pie.
Pie it is.
I'm Katie. I'm a senior, and I'd say cake because you can just dig your face into the frosting. Yeah.
And you would just eat the frosting if you could, right?
Yeah, just eat, obviously.
Of course.
I'm Melanie. I'm a senior, and I'd say cake.
Cake it is. Did you keep track of if there was more cake than pie?
I think it was about even.
Was it about even? Yeah. Okay. So we'll see if we can layer that then.
What do you? Maybe. What would a moon pie be?
A moon pie?
Or is that a cookie?
It's gotta be cake.
I don't know.
It's gotta be a cake.
All right. We do have a couple of basic rules during the first and second halves. We will announce the point value of each question before it's asked. When you do press your button, wait for me to call on you before you answer. That way our audience can know who you are. No consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at half. Time. Again, I'm Ray Gustafson, your scorekeeper and judge, and Bill Klein's here asking questions. And you all set to go, my friend?
I am ready.
Teams, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
It'll be a fun academic challenge. All right, hands on your buzzers, and good luck. Tonight it's Michigan Decatur and Michigan Lutheran. Good luck, teams.
For 20 points.
Tough question.
The FDA is warning people who use a certain diabetes medication that it is caused necrotizing fasciitis, yeah, in some people, better known as what bacteria?
Jordan from Michigan Lutheran.
E. coli.
Incorrect.
And we have Stefan from Decatur.
Skin-eating bacteria?
That is correct.
That is correct for 20 points.
Flesh-eating bacteria.
Flesh-eating. That just sounds nasty.
Sounds fun.
Sounds like a movie.
My mother had that.
Yeah.
For 15 points, a federal judge refused to order the U.S. government to halt which Obama-era policy that prevents young immigrants from being deported?
Jordan, Michigan Lutheran.
The DREAM program. Or Dreamers?
The Dreamers program?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is that correct? Okay, for 15 points.
Mm-hmm. For 5 points. The Williams sisters played their 30th career match against each other recently in the third round of the U.S. Open. Who won 6-1, 6-2?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Serena.
That is correct for 5 points.
We have a tie game.
For 15 points. He's the first player since Babe Ruth to pitch at least 50 innings and hit at least 15 home runs in a season. Who is this Los Angeles Angels player?
Jordan, Michigan Lutheran.
Shohei Ohtani.
That is correct for 15 points. For 10 points, a prosecutor in what city declined to file sexual assault charges against Anthony Anderson, Steven Seagal, and Kevin Spacey?
Jordan, Michigan Lutheran.
Los Angeles.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, he says he won't seek a third term. Who is Chicago's mayor?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Rahm Emanuel.
That is correct for 10 points.
Okay.
For 5 points, clashes are expected.
Go ahead. Nope, go ahead. My bad.
Clashes are expected over what country's proposal to resume commercial whaling?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Japan.
That's correct for 5 points. For 20 points, what process of growing food that is increasingly popular is seen as a possible solution to the crop damage caused by extreme weather linked to climate change, land shortages, and workers in countries with aging populations? IVF for short.
Time's up.
Indoor vertical farming.
Anybody have that one? No? All right.
Neither did I.
I did.
Well, you got the answers in front of you.
For 10 points, President Trump is upset with what widely used information and technology company, claiming that they promoted speeches of other presidents, but not his own.
Nick from Decatur.
Google.
That is correct.
For 10 points. Then we have a tie game again.
For 10 points, what Wizard of Oz prop was recently recovered by Federal Bureau of Investigation?
Katie, Michigan
Ruby Lutheran. Slippers.
Hang on.
Ruby Slippers.
Ruby Slippers.
That is correct.
For 10 points.
Where was it recovered from?
For 10 points, translate the following Latin phrase into English.
Oh.
Arar humanum est.
Oops, sorry. Try it again. Katie, you were buzzing in first. I could hear it, but I didn't reset. From Michigan Lutheran.
Aram was the first word?
I need an answer.
Okay. What are humans?
Incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Decatur, anybody want to try? Time's up.
To err is human.
All right.
For 10 points. The measure of the elongation of an ellipse is known by what 12-letter term?
Jordan from Michigan Lutheran is going to try.
Diameter.
Incorrect.
Decatur, 5 seconds. Anybody? Nick?
Circumference.
Incorrect. It's eccentricity. For 5 points, in which decade were the first sound movies produced?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
1920s.
That's correct for 5 points. For 5 points, what unit of measurement equal to 1/8 of a mile is used in horse racing?
Logan, Decatur.
Yards.
Incorrect.
5 seconds, Michigan Lutheran. Anybody want to try? Remember, you don't lose points for answering incorrectly. Jordan?
Acre.
Incorrect. It's a furlong.
Furlong. You probably heard that phrase before.
For 10 points. In what 2 months did Tsar Nicholas I cite as his best allies against Britain and France in the Crimea?
Logan, Decatur.
Germany.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran, anybody want to try? Jordan?
January and February.
That is correct for 10 points.
What?
That was totally a guess, wasn't it?
The winter. For 5 points.
Never heard of that month.
All of these cities, Vallejo, Berkeley, Palo Alto, are located close to what bay?
Jordan, Michigan Lutheran.
San Francisco Bay.
That is correct. Yep. For 5 points.
Just under a minute left.
If all sides and angles of a polygon have the same measure, it is called what?
Jordan, Michigan Lutheran.
Regular.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. For 5 points. You might want to get your pencils out.
Is this a math question?
No, it's a spelling question.
Spelling question, okay.
For 10 points.
So I'll have him go ahead and can we say it twice?
I can say it.
Okay, so I'll have him say it. I'll have him say it twice, but at any point during when he reads, you can buzz in at any time, though, but I will have him say it twice for you.
But there's also another requirement. You have to define and spell commemorate. Define and spell commemorate.
And we'll give you a few extra seconds on this one, too. Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
C-O-M-M-E-M-O-R-A-T-E. And it means to set up a memorial for someone to remember, to honor someone.
That is a correct answer.
For 10 points. That is the end of our first half here of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9.
Welcome back to
Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score, Decatur 45, Michigan Lutheran 90. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can, each one of those worth 10 points. So you could pick up 100 points. But Bill's a nice guy tonight, and he said that if you get all 10 within the 60 seconds, he's going to give you a 20-point bonus. Right, Bill?
Yeah.
All right. You are encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers have to come from the team captain. You don't have to buzz in. After the minute is up, though, then the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team couldn't answer. So, Decatur, you're trailing at the moment. You get first choice of these one of these three categories, which are NASA, restaurant, and Jack's.
We choose Nick restaurant.
You're going to choose restaurant? Restaurant it is. Bill, is there a setup for this one?
No, there is not.
No setup?
It's just a good smell, that's all.
It's just a good smell, he said. All right, we'll put 60 seconds on the clock.
Slapper right there.
And good luck to Decatur. Here we go.
A meal at which you help yourself to food set out is called what?
A buffet.
Correct. Accomplished cook, the head cook.
The chef.
Correct. Person who sets and clears tables.
Busboy.
Correct. Formal meal for many people, usually accompanied by speeches or ceremony.
Banquet.
Correct. Main dish or course of a meal.
Entree.
Correct. Person with knowledgeable taste in food or drink.
Critic.
Incorrect. What unhealthy fats were banned from all California restaurants in 2010?
Trans fats.
Correct. Harvest or year that produced grapes for a particular wine.
Vineyard.
Incorrect. French word meaning a style of cooking such as French, Cajun, or Chinese.
Pass.
Number or tables covered or served by one waiter or waitress.
Sorry, that was me.
Pass.
French word meaning a style of cooking such as French,
go ahead and finish it.
Cajun, or Chinese.
I'll give you a couple of seconds if you want to try that one.
Saute.
Incorrect.
Sorry, just going to undo that. So incorrect. So
I knew it wasn't that.
Okay, so six correct. So you got 60 points then, Decatur. Sorry, this buzzer, I bumped the plug on it. So Michigan Lutheran, that means there are four unanswered questions for you to try to steal away. We'll put 60 seconds back on the clock. Jordan and your team, we'll put 60 seconds. That'll begin as soon as he reads the first question. Good luck, Michigan Lutheran.
A person with a knowledgeable taste in food or drink.
Connoisseur.
Incorrect. It's a gourmet.
Gourmet.
Harvest or year that produced grapes for a particular wine.
Pass.
French word meaning a style of cooking such as French, Cajun, or
cuisine.
I'm sorry.
Say cuisine.
Correct. Number of tables or area served by one waiter or waitress.
Area.
Station.
And go back to the one they passed on.
Harvest or a year that produced grapes for a particular wine.
Take a guess if you'd want. You still got a couple of seconds, in other words. That's the only one you passed on, so we'll give you some time.
What?
Age.
Close. Vintage.
Vintage. So they got one?
One.
All right. So you picked up 10 points. All right. So the tables will turn. We're going to head over to Michigan Lutheran to choose from one of the two remaining categories. Jordan and your team, we have NASA or Jack's. Which one would you like to choose?
We'll go with NASA.
NASA it is. Bill, any setup on this one?
Nope. Just
no setup at all?
Deep space.
Just deep space.
Deep space.
Just like
nine.
The robotics program this year. So we'll put 60 seconds back on the clock. And that 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question. Good luck, Michigan Lutheran.
John Young and Robert Crippen were the first to fly in what type of vehicle?
Lunar module.
Incorrect. The U.S. faced a large backlog in putting satellites into space in 1987 due to what 1986 event?
Columbia explosion.
Incorrect. Place in chronological order. The Apollo, Gemini, and Mercury programs.
Apollo, Mercury, Gemini.
Incorrect. What were significant about Guillen Bluford's inclusion in the 1983 Challenger crew?
Pass.
Frank Borman, James Lovell, and William Anders accomplished what feat in 1968?
first U.S. men in space?
Incorrect. Of the unmanned space probes, which visited the most planets?
Go ahead and finish. Voyager.
Up. Say again?
Voyager.
More specific.
Voyager 2.
Correct.
Okay, so one?
One
correct. All right. So that means, Decatur, there are 9 unanswered questions or 90 points sitting out there for you to try to steal away. We'll put 60 seconds back on the clock for Nick and his team at Decatur. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads the first question. Good luck, Decatur.
John Young and Robert Crippen were the first to fly in what type of vehicle?
A rocket.
Incorrect. It's the space shuttle.
Space shuttle. Oh.
The U.S. faced a large backlog in putting satellites into space in 1987 due to what 1986 event?
The explosion of the Challenger?
That's correct. Place in chronological order Apollo, Gemini, and Mercury programs.
Gemini, Apollo, Mercury.
Incorrect. It's Mercury, Gemini, Apollo. What was significant about Guillen Bluford's inclusion in a 1983 Challenger crew?
He wasn't American?
Incorrect. He was the first black man in space.
Oh.
Frank Borman, James Lovell, and William Anders accomplished what feat in 1968?
The first spacewalk?
Incorrect. It was the first flight to the moon.
First flight to the moon.
A year later, we landed.
Oh.
John Glenn was the first American to orbit the Earth. How many orbits did he make?
Go ahead.
4.
Three
it was. So you got one. All right. So
I heard 3 and 4. I went.
All right. Well, that ends the 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round, what do you think the score is right now, teams? Who's ahead, you think?
They're winning.
Yeah, Decatur pulled ahead. It's Decatur 115, Michigan Lutheran 110. It's time to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. We'll start on the Decatur side. Nick, what's going on at Decatur?
Auditions were held this week for the spring play, Dracula. The play will be performed May 4th and 5th at the Raider Stage. Men and women, men's basketball ended with an overtime loss, and women's district play is tonight. 3 Raiders are in state individual wrestling tournament at Ford Field. Good luck to Romeo Lopez, Jose Pena, and Jared Checkley. The Raider Concert Band is presenting a pre-festival concert this evening, and there's a short break between sports seasons with spring sports starting at March 11th.
Very cool. Yeah,
who's
very cool.
Dracula?
Who's in there? Anybody in the play?
Yeah.
So, Lena?
We don't have the cast yet.
Don't have it quite
so
yet.
So it should be up tomorrow.
Thanks, Logan. Good.
I played Dr. Stewart.
Did you really? Dr. Stewart?
Stewart.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Fun character.
Over to Michigan Lutheran. Evie, what's going on at Michigan Lutheran?
Greetings from Michigan Lutheran High School. Our biggest piece of news come from our sports and our fine arts departments. This past weekend, our boys and girls weightlifting teams competed at regionals in Grand Rapids at Kelloggsville. Our girls team qualified 17 girls to continue on to state, including Clarissa Reckline, who won first place in her weight class, and Taylor Bartley, who earned second for her weight class. The boys team qualified 3 boys, Chet McGee, Brendan Bartley, and Ethan Welke. Our state competition is on March 9th and 10th at Ionia High School. Our girls' varsity basketball team is continuing on and beginning districts. Their record is 15-2. They start districts playing against New Buffalo at Michigan Lutheran High School. They are currently ranked 8th in the state. The junior varsity coach, Coach Witkowski, has won 50 games in a row. Our fine arts department starting with the spring with Band Festival in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 3 students have been selected to travel to Wisconsin and join other young men and women from across the nation in a joint band. Benjamin Taylor and Stephen Smith will be directing. The cast for The Tough and Tender Troll will be announced tomorrow. This children's play tells the story of a lost troll, a brave and selfless Norwegian farm family, and a family of horrible, ugly, mean trolls.
Is this a prequel to Frozen?
Yeah.
It's what it sounds like.
No, it's a prequel to Shrek.
These performances will take place on April 26th and April 27th. April 26th 26 starts with a performance for all of the grade schools in the area. Thank you to all of our friends, family, coaches, and sponsors for making this a great season.
Thank you. Nice job, Evie. So,
that sounds like a fun show.
Yeah.
Love to be a troll.
All right. Well, we do have some substitutions. since we're over on the Michigan Lutheran side anyway, we've got two substitutions that came in. Evie, tell me, I've already said your name, tell me what grade you're in. Cake or pie? What do you think?
I'm a sophomore, and I'm on the cake side.
On the cake side? Okay, good. And your name, what grade, and cake or pie?
I am Ross, and I'm a junior, and I'm pie all the way.
Pie all the way. All right. Over to Decatur. Name what grade you're in. Nice and close to that mic so I can hear you. Name, grade, and do you like cake or pie?
Lena, and I'm in 11th grade, and I choose pie.
Pie it is. All right. Well, let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Decatur and Michigan Lutheran. Hands on your buzzers, teams, and here we go. Good luck, teams.
For 20 points, what are meteor showers usually named for?
Starting with a tough one, Jordan from Michigan Lutheran.
Mythological names.
Incorrect.
Decatur, remember, note you don't lose points for answering incorrectly if you want to try. Not saying that you would get it wrong if you did, but just saying. Time's up.
It's the constellations containing the radiance or the areas from which the meteors appear to come from.
Oh, you all knew that, right?
Which are named for
mythological. I just was trying to give everyone else to get a shot.
Not all of them are mythological.
All right, here we go.
For 15 points, what name... Here we go. What name is given in statistics to two or more events for which the occurrence of any one prevents the possibility of the occurrence of the other?
I'm confused.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, do it again. Say that
what
one again.
What name is given in statistics to two or more events for which the occurrence of any one prevents the possibility of the occurrence of the other?
All right. Katie from Michigan Lutheran is going to try it.
Cause and effect?
Incorrect.
Decatur's Logan.
Coincidence?
Coincidence.
That's also a good
paradox.
One. Mutually exclusive.
Mutually exclusive.
I was going to guess paradox, but okay.
For 15 points, fishermen in the Orient put rings around the necks of what birds so they won't swallow the fish they catch?
Wow. I've never heard of that. But Nick from Decatur is going to try.
Pelicans?
Incorrect. That would have been my guess.
Pelicans, really? Okay, we'll try Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Kingfishers?
Incorrect. Cormorants.
I've never heard of that bird.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one either.
That's a thing.
I don't know.
We'll have to Google
that. I
want to cry. Okay, here
we
go.
Same. Next.
For 20 points.
God, you brought the tough ones.
These are the tough questions, all right. For what letters designate the four types of orbitals? What letters designate the four types of orbitals?
Jordan, Michigan Lutheran's going to try.
W, X, Y, and Z.
Incorrect.
Nick, it's Decatur.
N, S, W, E.
Incorrect. It's S, P, D, F.
You were close.
Yeah.
North, south, east, and west.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for 20 points.
Oh, geez. Bill, you're
American citizenship
me.
May be forfeited in three ways. One is deprivation as a form of punishment. Another is voluntary expatriation. What is the third?
Now we got Jordan from Michigan Lutheran.
Acts of treason?
Incorrect.
Nick, Decatur.
Communism.
That is a great answer.
Good answer, but it's incorrect. It's denaturalization.
We haven't scored any points in the second half here yet, Bill. Come on.
15. These are all 15 points.
I know.
For 15 points.
Sorry, that's me.
What term for photographers who stalk celebrities comes from a character in La Dolce Vita?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Paparazzis.
That's correct.
Yeah, we got some points on the board.
For 20 points, what Aramaic word is used in the New Testament to personify riches and worldliness?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Mammon.
That's correct for 20 points. For 15 points, what five-letter name refers to those chemical reactions in which both oxidation and reduction occur? Mm-hmm.
Time's up.
Redux. For 15 points, during what general period in American history did John Singleton Copley produce his spectacular oil paintings?
Jordan, Michigan Lutheran.
The Gilded Age.
Incorrect.
Logan, Decatur.
The Roaring Twenties.
Roaring Twenties.
Yeah, the colonial period.
Colonial.
I was closer.
Yeah.
Okay, the next questions all, we identify the following people who share the same last name as that of a U.S. president.
And it's the next four?
The next four
and
questions.
That'll probably take us to about the end. We're just over a minute left, so.
Okay, the first one's for 5 points. What actress appeared in such dramas as Bus Stop and comedies such as Gentlemen Prefer Blondes?
Nick, Decatur.
Marilyn Monroe.
Correct. For 10 points, what Alabaman said of racial segregation, "We can be as separate as the fingers, yet one as the hand, in all things essential to mutual progress"?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran?
George Washington Carver.
Incorrect.
Anybody on Decatur want to try?
Carver. Is there a president?
Carver. Right on the buzzer there, Nick Decatur.
Malcolm X.
Incorrect. It was Booker T. Washington.
Booker T. 15
For 15 points. Who defeated 60,000 Union troops with a 17,000-man force in a night?
Katie, Michigan, or Jordan, Michigan Lutheran?
Stonewall Jackson.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. For 15 points. For 20 points, what Nobel Peace Laureate and Quaker served as president of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom in the 1920s?
And Jordan, Michigan Lutheran's going to try it.
Miss Obama.
Miss Obama.
In the 1920s.
In the 1920s. I don't think she's quite that old. So Decatur, 5 seconds
enough.
If you want to try it. Logan?
We're going to guess Pamela F. Washington.
Incorrect. And who was the ones that just went to Chicago?
Not me.
So, well, I know you guys did, but yeah. Yeah. Any ideas? Nope.
Did you go by the Adams house? Jane Addams.
All right. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge. Announce today's winner. Thank our sponsors. And the winners by a score of 160 to 120, the team from Michigan Lutheran. Congratulations, both teams. Nice job. Thanks for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge, brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring student success in learning, leadership, and life. The Department of Health and Human Services, foster kids. Raise hope and foster dreams. Become a foster parent. And also brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at this same time as Coloma and St. Joe go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.